Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. Ummul mu'minin Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, sometimes beggars come to people who are neither human nor jinn. Instead, they are the angels of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test his servants for the bounties that he had conferred upon them. Note, this phenomenon occurred with previous ummah as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once narrated a lengthy hadith of this nature to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If the person passes the test, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues to bless the person, and if Allah forbid he fails, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala snatches away those favors from him. Sayyiduna Hasan al-Basri rahimahumullah narrates that he had learnt that a large number of sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum actually instructed their family members never to refuse beggars. Sayyiduna Khalid ibn Adi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if a person receives any favor from his Muslim brother without him asking for it or desiring it, then he should accept it as it is sustenance provided for him by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The above hadith indicates that one should accept when given something without asking for it, as it is from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One should not refuse such wealth even if one is not in need of it. In such cases, one could always offer it to someone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa